Welcome to the Madison County Milk House. I'm Samantha Field, the Public Information Officer for Madison County. And this morning we are joined by Tina Lewis, who is the Director of the Madison County Youth Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
How are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to the Milk House.
Thank you. It's exciting to be here.
I'm actually excited to have you here because I'm unfortunately having to move the Milk House office again soon. So part of our you coming on to the Milk House is we always ask a couple questions. What are three things that you cannot leave the house without?
My coffee.
Yes.
My keys. Yep. And my brain. Some days I leave the house without that, and I have to turn around and come back and get my coffee.
I like how you turn around and go back and get it. So I wanted to have you on to talk about, I think a lot of people don't know really that we have a Youth Bureau, or what is the Youth Bureau? So
right.
Can you explain what the Youth Bureau is?
So the Youth Bureau is an interesting animal because it's different in every county. Every county across the state has a Youth Bureau. And so it looks different depending on who's running it and how it's set up. So within Madison County, we are merged under social services. Years ago, we were a freestanding department, but it made a lot more sense to bring us together because now as we're merged under social services, we oversee programming that is youth development programming within the department. So it varies across different states, and some are just a pass-through for funding. Some don't have direct services. We do it all.
Okay.
And that's a great thing about the ability to be changeable across the state. It's not one set format. Every youth bureau has to have a director. Every youth bureau has to have a youth board. So those things are solid and standard, but what they do and how they operate can be varied, and it is across the state.
And so when we talk about the youth, are we talking, what kind of age group are we looking at?
So Youth Bureau can serve any youth under 21.
Okay.
So once we hit 21, we're looking at more adults. Even though adolescence kind of goes into the 20s, when we're looking at funding or programming, we really need to concentrate on that under 21. And most of the funding that we get is typically going toward elementary age, middle, and high school age. So we can serve all those ages, but we don't necessarily have a lot going on with littles. Even though we would love to. And I think that's a part of our funding process is we have that open door for our funding to be able to serve all of those youth.
So when you say funding process, what does that mean? Like who are you funding and where's that money coming from?
So the youth bureaus across the state get money through Office of Children and Family Services, OCFS. And we get funding for youth development programming. We get funding for youth sports, and Madison County does not, but there's also a runaway and homeless youth funding line. There's different funding that comes through the state. So we serve, the Youth Bureau system serves as that pass-through of those funds. So the funds come to Madison County through the Youth Bureau, and we set up a request for proposal process, or RFP, through our purchasing department here in the county. So we actually right now have two youth development RFPs out, and some of that funding is also through the county. So our youth development funding, we have one request for proposals that is state money, OCFS money, and one that is Madison County funds. And then we also have two sports lines, and one is youth sports education opportunity funding, and the other is youth sports teams funding. So those RFPs are separate and distinct. So we have four opportunities for agencies across the county to write for a program, submit it, and have it reviewed, rated and reviewed by our youth board. And it's local decision-making. That's a great part of it is we don't go back and the state doesn't determine, okay, this program is funded, this isn't. Our youth board that's made up of youth and adults across Madison County, they determine what programs are funded. So we have a very strict process that we go through. And then once the applications are received, we sit down as a group and review them and determine, you know, who should be funded, what applications are solid, what are they going to do? Are they really submitting a good plan, and then those programs are funded or not funded dependent upon the quality of that application.
And it's nice that the decision gets made by the local, and for full disclosure, I am on the youth board.
Yes. And you're a wonderful member of our board. Oh,
thank you. And my two youngins like to join in once in a while. Thank you for that.
Yes.
But the decision that it gets to be made by members of our community that are local, so local youth, people who are dealing with youth on a daily basis in our community. So we kind of know exactly what our community needs. And it's nice that this funding now may come down from the state, and it also comes from the county, but it's made, the decision is made here. So we know what's better for our youth. It might not be the same that is, same as what maybe youth in Onondaga County needs or youth in Westchester County.
Right.
It's the youth here in Madison County, what their need is and the programming that we can fund, which
yes.
is great.
And it's great because there's so much variety that could be funded. We funded all kinds of things. We funded environmental programs, history, mentoring, all kinds of things that our youth need. We so need programs for mentoring. Mm-hmm. We have some programs. We have mentoring programs right now, but there's always a wait list. There's always more kids that need that. So the variety of programming is dependent upon the variety of those applications, and all the agencies across Madison County do such great work.
Right.
And we can fund a piece of that. Our funding isn't massive, but it does meet those gaps in funding that agencies might face. Or it's a short-term program or something that they want to try that there's not funding out there for. And we're releasing these requests for proposals often enough where the transition can happen, or we can continue to fund something that we know is solid, is needed. So the youth board is such a great group. There's such a variety of people and experience on that board, from teachers, administrators, librarians. I mean, we've had everyone on our board, and we really try to involve youth especially. We have right now we have a young person on our board. He has been both on the youth board and on our state's governor's youth council. So it's great to have him have that layered kind of involvement mm-hmm. with the process of determining funding. And our youth are actually more stringent raters
yes.
than our adults. They're tougher raters. And it's nice to see that because they are so much closer to that time period where that program would have been a program that they attended.
And so we're kind of going through that process right now. You have the request for proposals in. So if you are listening and you are an agency, a not-for-profit, a church group, I mean, anything, and you have an idea for youth programming within our community, both either sports-related, and when we say sports-related, it doesn't have to be a volleyball team.
Right.
We've done geocaching before.
Everything. And the sports ones yeah. aren't out now, just the youth development. The sports will be coming out. We're getting more detail as to how those need to look. So there's a distinction between
those. Because those are newer. Yeah.
Yes.
That funding line is a lot newer.
Yes. The Youth Sports Education Opportunity Funding, this is the third time we're releasing that request for proposal. And we did, the first year was geocaching with Madison County Children's Camp. What a great activity that was.
Yeah.
We did a program quality assessment. We go out and we assess and look at what are our contracts doing in action. And so when people think youth sports and geocaching, well, is that really physical activity? Yes, it was.
You're like, the trail I had to go up.
Oh, yeah. We hiked through the woods. We were exhausted by the end of that day. So I'm really glad, you know, I am not in the shape to be a children's camp counselor. But this year's program is archery program, which is awesome. The YMCA is running that. It's a great opportunity to do something new and different. Mm-hmm. So those aren't out right now, but they're coming.
Yeah.
And I think it's exciting to see the youth bureaus getting that funding. I think, you know, there's that dichotomy that we have. We have youth development, which is really any program. It could be any program that is supporting the needs of youth, that's teaching them skills, that's helping them gain competencies, skill building, all of the things that youth need so much, and now even more, I think. just the fact of a lot of remote learning, kids are kind of that a sense of, you know, their socialization skills need to be enhanced. Mm-hmm. So those opportunities to get together in groups and work with other kids, and sometimes kids that aren't from their school district, it's nice to be able to mix in that way.
They're so able to come out of their shell a little bit more if it's not people they see every day.
Definitely. So this, and the sports funding is great to see that it's coming. And sometimes it's hard because people think they want to understand what the Youth Bureau is and does. We do a lot. Right. And I think the both sides of those funding opportunities give us that chance to push that out into our county to see, you know, what else is there? What's missing? What don't we have? What do you wish you could run in your town or village or countywide? What is it that you wish you could do? And this is kind of that money to fulfill that wish list and go.
And I think that's the point. This is, you know, I talked to somebody last week that they were thinking about applying for something. It's scary.
Yes.
You have an idea. You know what you want. It's very scary to take that next step
and
do the work for it. And I told her, I was like, just try.
Yes.
You know, you've got backing. If it doesn't come to fruition, you don't become that candidate, or your program doesn't get funded this time around, try again.
Yes.
You know, but you put it out there. You went for that, and now we just get to see where it goes next.
Yes.
So just do it. If you're thinking about it, do it. If you've got an idea. I love how creative people are in our community. I've been seeing it over the past couple of years now that I have younger children. And I'm like, well, that's a really cool program. I'm like, I'm glad somebody came up with that. I wish that was around when I was here, you know, when mm-hmm. I was younger and living in the community. But then there's so much more that we need. And I guess that's my other question for you. What are some of the obstacles that you see for our rural community, or other obstacles that you see for youth here in Madison County?
The biggest, I think, is transportation. If there's a program happening, kids might want to participate, but they can't because they can't get there.
Right.
And that's hard because maybe it's a one vehicle family, and that vehicle is at the job during that whole day. That's the nice thing about this, is that they don't have to be in the middle of the county and everybody has to drive to it. You can have something within your community. But transportation is huge. I think finances, and the thing with this funding is it's meant to cover the cost of the staffing, of the supplies, all the things that you need to be able to run that program. So you don't have to charge the family to be able to participate. And I think sometimes that can be a huge barrier. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of agencies who offer scholarship programming, so it reduces that cost. This funding is meant to be so that young person can go free. They don't have to worry about that cost, and the supplies and equipment are taken care of. So I think those are probably the biggest barriers in our county, or transportation, and being able to really, you know, have the funds, because we look at it as extra.
Right.
That's okay. Well, I want to do this program, but it's this much. We don't have that because we need it for food or our bills. Things that are your everyday costs of living. And this is just, it's sad to say that kids are missing out on those opportunities because the family can't financially afford it.
It's programs like this that can help fund these programs, so that way the families don't have to incur the costs. Mm-hmm. And the child can go, you know, do archery lessons or go to summer camp, and there's a sleeping bag for them, and you don't have to find the sleeping bag.
The nice thing about Madison County, and the reason I love working here, is because of the partnerships and because of the support. There are so many people across the county who will say, well, what do you need for that? What do those kids need? We get phone calls a lot. The Youth Bureau, because it has youth in the title, we get all questions from everywhere. So mm-hmm. we get questions about employment. We get questions about camp. We get questions about everything. And we like to say, I guess, that we're the networking agent. So we push back to the places that need it, or give that family that connection to network, or that person that wants to volunteer. Well, I really want to do this, but I don't know where to give. And there's people out there that want to do that. And we just had a wonderful person step forward, Peggy. She wanted to do something. She's like, well, who else can I do this for? Who can I help? And so what she ended up doing is making pillowcases and blankets for kids for Madison County Children's Camp.
Oh, that's
How
great.
Cool is that?
That is so cool. I wanted to talk a little bit more about also some of the other things Youth Bureau does besides, you know, helping out with these funding programs. And I mean, some of the programs are so great. You guys also, you do so much, I swear. Like, you'll come in and Aubrey will come in and James will come in and Chris will come in. They'll be like, so this is what I did this week. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, and I feel like sometimes my weeks are busy.
We have a great staff. They're doing a lot. And in our merger with social services, we've expanded a lot of what the Youth Bureau did before it came in. And it makes a lot of sense because those things are youth programs. They are things that we have a good handle of how to monitor and evaluate. So, yeah, they're busy all the time. We do a lot with the contracts. We do program quality assessment, so we make sure that people are doing what they say they're going to do. We do contract management. That's more my job, overseeing, you know, vouchers come in, processing that, paperwork. I used to do the hands-on, more direct things, and I try to get out there as much as I can to shadow staff and see what they're doing. They do the hands-on activities. We have civic engagement and youth voice programming, job shadowing, internships. James Norris is a great staff person. He does our leadership program. He's going to be in four different schools starting this fall. So he goes in, teaches personal skill building, communication, team building. And these are kids that maybe it's leadership program because it's meant to build leadership skills. So these kids may be kids that just aren't connected in school. Mm-hmm. They might not know a lot of people, or they just don't have that self-confidence. And the leadership program is meant to build that. So he's in four different districts. He also, in partnership with Cooperative Extension and Bridges, Madison County Council on Alcoholism and Substance Abuse, the three entities oversee the Youth Council. Mm-hmm. That's a group that we're trying to build. I don't think the awareness is really out there of what that group is and does. They get together, they look at what is it that the county needs from a youth perspective, and they can work on that. It could be anything from having a drive, a clothing drive, or a food drive, or animal pet supply drive, because they feel that that's needed in their community, to really anything. It's youth. It's youth focused, it's youth led, it's youth voice. So the Youth Council gives an opportunity to do that. Our other programming, we're changing the name from School Services Program to Family Outreach Program. Mm-hmm. That's Chris Wida. Chris goes out into the community and works with families who just need some extra supports or connections. So referrals come through really anywhere. A lot of our referrals, majority, come through our school districts from our counselors or school nurses, school staff. And Chris will work with the family to determine how to get their needs met or connect them with a service that will help them to get those needs met. So that's a huge, we don't really take breaks.
Right.
Nobody really has a break. So he ran the summer program this year as well. And with our other staff, it was a coordinated effort with two of our DSS staff. And that program is similar to leadership in a way where it's kids that might not have a lot of opportunities to go places in the summer. Maybe it's just financially not able, or transportation, like I mentioned before. Those things fall into, you know, those are barriers a lot. So we have different programming throughout the summer. Kids go for 3 days straight and they go to different things, learning. They're doing games, they're doing tours. We had great partners this summer. Check out the Facebook for the county. There's lots of pictures of the summer program and what they did.
I mean, they got to meet everybody. They got to go pretty much all over the county.
They did. Yeah.
It sounds like a kind of a cool summer to me. So
they had fun, and it's something that the staff wanted to do. That was a staff idea. That was not a me idea. That was not a state OCFS idea. That was staff coming and saying, these kids don't have a lot of opportunities in the summer, and we really want to do something where they're getting fun. They're getting to go somewhere.
Yeah.
They're not stuck in the house. They're not looking at screens all day. They're out. They're at Chittenango Landing Canal Boat Museum. They're at Oxbow Park and just playing. And some of it, you know, there's learning engaged. We had staff from the sheriff's office and emergency management there talking about what the sheriff does with their special operations unit, with the drones. I mean, it's just really neat things that they would have not seen if they weren't offered that opportunity and no fee for that. Our staff, again, you know, we just don't sit still because school's over. we're moving and they did that program for a few weeks over the summer. And the pictures, we took pictures of the kids and the staff just recently sent those out. And he's getting all these responses back. This was a great program. The kids loved it. They want to come back next year. And it really wasn't long for any one group of kids, but they so enjoyed it.
Right.
That they're already wanting, can I come back next year? Can I come back next year? And I'm sure we'll have lots of other kids who want to do it. So it's going to be hard to choose. Every year we do it, the kids want to keep coming back.
Another reason you need mentors.
Yes, yes. To fill in all of those gaps, because those kids, probably many of them, just didn't have much else going on in the summer. Mm-hmm. And a mentor would have been great. Mentor to go and do a hike. I mean, mentoring doesn't have to be an expensive thing. It can be a fun thing. The libraries are chock full of activities.
They have so much going on.
They're great.
You also do something called the TAP survey.
Yes.
And that happens every 4 years?
Every 4 years. It's Teen Assessment Project Survey. So students in districts in Madison County answer a multitude of questions about everything from alcohol and tobacco use to what do you do in your free time? How do I spend my Saturday? And all of that information gets compiled into a report, and that report is pushed out. We're in that process now of the report, processing data and reporting, so that that information's not available yet. But we work with Colgate to be able to do that. And it's amazing what it shows. Mm-hmm. It's shown in past reports an uptick in suicide attempts by youth. I mean, that was in depression and loneliness. You could see that from the questions that the students answered. And it also shows that we aren't doing badly.
Right.
And I think sometimes everybody, they're smoking, they're drinking, they're having sex. Well, overall, our young people are avoiding risky behaviors, which is good. But there's, if you're looking at certain data points, it will show you, you know, where is the need? Do we need more education around certain topic areas? And that's what the survey is meant to do, to pinpoint those areas of improvement, of positives, and also where are our needs? What do we need to be doing better?
So what are some of the other, I mean, you guys have your fingers in so much.
We do. It's so overwhelming sometimes.
Preparing
for this, I looked at our grid of all of our activities, and I thought, wow. We look at that regularly to make sure that we are doing what we say we're going to do, and that staff aren't overwhelmed. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. One of the projects, it's within our merger with social services, we oversee the Safe Harbor program. Right. That's our anti-trafficking program. And that's for youth who have been sexually exploited or at risk of sexual exploitation. And it's so different than TV and movies that everybody thinks, well, it's in a foreign country, or they're crossing borders, or they've got everybody in this big van, or, you know, it's that those things are happening within our county. It looks different.
Right.
It's more, it could be someone close to your family or a family member that is trafficking. It could be somebody that, you know, we've got a lot of vulnerable youth who they're looking for someone that is looking out for them, and they think they may have been, you know, their mind has been twisted to mm-hmm. think that caring and concern and buying phones and buying things is love, but they may be exploiting that young person for sex, for labor. It's so disturbing to me that it happens. And it's, we see more and more of that. Right. Our staff are very busy with cases like that.
And a lot of people don't think that it actually happens here. I'm glad that you guys do so much outreach with it and education in the community about it. Just to, you know, alert people. And this past year, I mean, you brought in the, what was it, the cybersecurity cop?
Yes.
To the city of Oneida. And I know that was a big project, you know, to sit down with not just youth, but also parents about some things that they need to be aware of. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to be a parent. You can just be an aunt, an uncle, you know, somebody who's connected to the youth, just to know what those warning signs may be as well.
Yes.
Because a lot of it is unfortunately because of
internet.
The internet.
Yes. Aubrey Curley is our Safe Harbor coordinator. She does a fantastic job in educating the public, families, youth. She is always busy. And we could, I don't know, I guess we could probably use
duplicate two different,
yes. She always said, can, you know, if we could, we could clone me, then we'd be all set. So having her busy is good busy. I wish we didn't have to have it at all.
Right.
That's kind of the, you know, but we have that safeguard. We have her going out. She does a lot of parent workshops. We did a nice, great collaboration with multiple partners. I don't think I can name them all. I know OPD and the library.
The flyer was full.
Yes, Bridges. there were many, many partners. The YMCA was a partner on our safety week.
The library.
Library, yes. Yeah. And it was awesome because we had a really great showing for that, and it made it okay to talk about. I think, you know, safety, all safety is important, whether that's bike safety or, you know, all of the mm-hmm. things that we look at when we look at child safety. With trafficking, it's so pervasive because it is so easy to get into a child's space because right. you can enter through the internet. So depending on what they're playing, if that's open to public use, if people are coming in and engaging, asking, oh, where do you live? What do you do? It's very disturbing. I think that's something that she spends a considerable amount of time doing, is educating youth and families about internet safety and red flags of, you know, if this person's asking for where you live or what you do or what school do you go to, it may not be the 14-year-old that it shows on screen.
Right.
It could be someone,
somebody completely
considerably
different.
Older that's trying to engage you to do something that you aren't really realizing is happening.
And I think it's a hard topic, but I think what those individuals are doing are they're going to the vulnerability. Somebody who's just
yes.
looking for their youth, or, I mean, it could be somebody our age, you know, that's, you know, lonely and is looking for somebody to care. And I think that goes back to the importance of the programming and the different things that, you know, Youth Bureau has its fingers in, like, you know, providing the funding for those programs, or even, you know, the summer program, you know, showing children that there's somebody else out there that cares about them and giving them opportunities to learn different things or be in part of a different activity or a different team, and creating a support system helps keep them away from predators like that.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with that security and that safety, just having all those programs and doing all those things as well. So everything kind
of. Wow, you make it sound. I know we're doing a good job.
You're doing
great
work.
When someone else says it out loud, it makes you think, wow, we are really.
You are.
Engaging in a lot. And I think that's the great thing about the staff that we have, is they are all open to doing more.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, we say, oh, this is happening, or this is, you know, this problem or this issue, LGBTQIA education and information, we're doing that as well. Something I hadn't already said, that's something great that we need to do, because there's so much misunderstanding. We want them to be successful. We want them to have opportunities. You don't have to, everybody doesn't have to have everything,
mm-hmm.
but they need to have that support system. They need to know that people in their community care.
They just need to be given an opportunity.
Yes, yes. And it might be something that they see that then engages them into, well, that's what I want to do as a job.
Yeah.
This is something that I'd love to be able to do. I want to go to school for this. So they get those. The more opportunities young people get, the more their eyes are open to what they're going to do as an adult. So we always think of, you know, we want to keep kids safe and we want to keep them engaged now and at any age. But they're always learning. They're taking everything in as they're going through these programs and these activities, presenters, all the things that they're engaged with. It was interesting to see, like, with the sheriff's department, kids saying, "This is what I want to do. I want to do this. I want to be able to keep my community safe," mm-hmm. and also creating positive relationships with people that they might otherwise see as a negative.
Right.
And I think that that's a great bonus.
I wanted to thank you and your entire staff for everything you do day in and day out for our youth. It is an honor all the time to work with you.
Aww.
I do. I
and
love
you
working
as
with
well.
Thank
I
you.
Love working with the PAO. She's awesome.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I'm sure there's things I'm forgetting, but well, I know
we can always have you back on. The RFP runs until September.
September. There's two ending in September, just in a few weeks. And then the others, again, the sports ones have not been released.
I want to thank you so much, Tina, for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for chatting this morning. And we will talk to you soon.
Okay.